there, Randy. Hi, Randy. How you doing? It's Andy here with Local Splash. Yeah, it looks like the phone line disconnected there.
No, Andy, you disconnected after I told you to hold on. I was dealing with a crisis, and you couldn't wait. That's what really happened.
But yeah, no, I'm...
You called me directly back, because I told you I had to take care of something. Hold on a minute. You said okay. So let's not call it what it is. Honesty is the best policy with me.
Yes, I'm not sure why it would happen there, but
that was literally you hung up because you were trying to make a sale, and you called me directly back because you weren't hearing what I was saying.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what really happened there, but yeah, just wanted to touch base. I mean, are you still kind of interested in this kind of campaign, or?
Listen, you've told me the same things over and over, so just give me the number. And what it's going to do.
I could get you the pricing there, and I apologize again for that. I'm not sure what happened there to the line. But that's why I called you right back, because it just kind of binged me out. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get to the numbers. I'm busy. I'm running a business here, and I physically work in my business. And my business is important to me. So my time is valuable. So you keep covering the same thing when I ask you what the numbers are. Either... If you can't give me the numbers and we move forward, then I don't need to do this.
Yeah. So pricing, normally it's $599. Today is just $249 month to month.
And what does that give me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gets you Google first page map. You'll be search engine optimized on that Google business profile. Of course, that shows up in front of the third-party services. So any lead service is basically behind that Google map. You're also getting Facebook advertising, so you get targeted social media ads, and then a directory submission package giving you the most popular directories in your area. And then also Alexa and Smart Car voice command searches are also integrated, so everything's included for just $249 month to month.
So that's going to give me 30 days of front page with a handyman search on Google?
That's correct. 100%. Yeah, every search term, keyword.
In what radius?
The radius you want to cover, typically people choose about a 60, 70-mile radius, which is about an hour-mile radius, but it's based on how far you want to drive with the advertising. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's going to show in that radius. That's going to show
exactly.
That first spot.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. 60 miles. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You'll be search engine optimized with keywords and search terms and targeting the surrounding areas. We'll look down to like the zip codes, how they're typing and what's converting. So you always get the best keywords with the advertising. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what setup do I have to do?
Yeah, next step is creating the profile. We'll verify the information, what we have on file. You'll have a technician phone call just kind of gathering info like keywords, what advertising you want to run, just to make sure we represent you properly. And, to get it started, I'm just going to verify the information, make sure I have everything correct and accurate. And I take it, Randy, you have before and after pictures, right? You have a logo we could use for the marketing?
I have a ton of stuff on my phone, but it's not accessible at this moment.
No problem. Yeah, we'll schedule that out so we'll have that client interview whenever best fits time best fits your schedule. So it's not a problem.
I haven't even completed my Angie page, so.
Okay. No worries. I see the logo there. So I like your logo. Very, very nice. Very creative. It's like a little character. Is it like a squirrel or a beaver?
Yep.
Nice. Awesome. And perfect. And what I'll do here is I'll just verify the information here. As far as the business name and how you want it to show on that first page, I have Ran-Well Handyman Service. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very nice. Love that name. Very creative. And Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page. Would you want to use the 315-466-1972 as a primary line for you?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll send over the...
I have a business number, but I use it for Google Voice to have a local area code.
Oh, okay. No problem. And as far as the welcome email,
The primary contact would be the 315.
315-466, okay. Perfect. And then to send over the welcome email, Randy, with everything in writing, everything we're including, your invoice and your terms, what's the best email address for you in the business?
I'll use my name. Sanderson, S-A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, R is in Robert, S is in Sam, the number 1, at G.
Okay. You got it. I'm just going to repeat it back here. So I have Sanderson, S-A-N-D-E-R-O-E-R-S-O-N.
Right.
Sanderson.
E-R-S-O-N. Right.
R-S-1 at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Randy?
Sanderson.
Awesome. I had a feeling. I just wanted to make sure, so thank you. And as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for the service calls?
I do, you can do 8 to 7, 7 days.
Oh, nice. 7 days. And then once you're done with the job, how can they pay you, Randy? Are you accepting just check and cash? Do you accept Visa, MasterCard, Zelle, or Apple Pay?
I haven't set up a merchant account, but I take cash, checks, Zelle, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App.
Nice. Awesome. Those are very popular now, Zelle, PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. Awesome. And if you ever want to make any changes, maybe you start accepting a new form of payment, you want to switch over a photo or target a different area, any adjustments with the advertising, it's all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And I'm going to go ahead and apply the override credit here to lock in your pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a voice verification. It just outlines our service, the new pricing, that it's once a month. And it's just another added protection for you as well. Okay, Randy?
Okay.
Very nice. I'm going to apply the credit here. And then to secure your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Alright, it's
going to
be a MasterCard.
Okay, and name on the MasterCard, is it your name or the name of the business?
My.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. And the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and for quality assurance.
5149.
Okay.
6800.
Okay.
2068.
Okay.
Hey, 2175.
Okay. Expiration date, month and year, Randy?
11/29.
And the security code on the back of the card?
469.
469, okay. And the billing for the card, is it the same as the office location? Is it the 50 on Udell Road?
Yes, correct.
Okay, awesome. And what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance. They could process the payment. Within 1 to 2 minutes, you're going to receive a welcome text, a welcome email, with everything in writing, everything we're including, our service, our pricing, that it's month to month. And I'm going to read off the voice verification here. I'm just going to outline everything we're including. I know you're kind of busy, so I'll kind of speed it up for you. And then we'll schedule out your client interview, okay? Awesome. So this is welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/, and it's just an added protection for you. So it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Randwell Handyman.
Perfect. Thank you. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Randy Sanderson, owner.
Thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you, sis. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. So then hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So basically, Randy, if anybody calls and they offer something similar, whether they want to lock in, run Facebook ads, cover directories, if you hear anything that sounds like our service, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us already, okay?
All right.
Thank you. And then last part here says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is May 2025, the discounted price at just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day the first, same price, just $249. Now you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renew and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Awesome, Randy. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign. So, yes, sir. Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And next order of business here is just locking in the client interview with the technician. So they're just going to cover keywords, content, all the specifics you like for the advertising, just to make sure we have everything how you like it. And I'm going to go ahead and just open up the technician's calendar to check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule, of course. And let me go ahead and open it up here. And it looks like I'm getting a message back from finance that there's a issuer decline or generated error from the issuer. Just basically meaning that your card is just waiting for your approval for the transaction. I'm not sure if you have it set up like that where you have to accept it.
I'll have to.
Yep.
Lost track.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
My other, I gotta get somewhere where I can stop and look at my phone. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, sir. No worries. Take your time. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hold on.
Yep. Problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what did it say?
Oh, yeah, it's an issue or decline. So just meaning your bank put a, like, a hold or is waiting for you to authorize a transaction. So they usually send you, like, a message or, like, mm-hmm.
I gotta go see if I got that call.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hold on one sec.
Yes, sir. No worries. Mhm. Randy?
Yeah, I've got nothing. I don't have an email, I don't have a text, I don't have nothing. It don't even show is anything on my account.
Oh. Okay, let me try to do it again. Hold on 1 second here. And yeah, let's see here. Yeah, it's saying the same thing. Issuer generated error. Mhm.
It's not.
I just did one right now, so I should, if it's going to ping in, it'll probably ping in any second now. But 100%, if you wanted to just kind of secure it with a different card and then later change it back to this one, that's totally fine, so we could get the ball rolling with the service.
Well, you know what? I'm on my way to a job right now. I got to be there in 15 minutes, and I've been doing this the whole way in the car. And now this is another issue that isn't making me money. And I'm really not going to put a customer off to deal with this issue that I can't, what you're telling me, I'm not seeing on my end nowhere, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it punched the number in wrong or something. I don't know. But
yeah,
I'm getting no notifications from my institution about needing approval. I'm getting nothing.
Got you.
So
let me repeat the number back to you just so I have it correct. Do you have the card in front of you so I can repeat it back?
Yep.
So I have 5149-6800.
Yep.
2068.
Yep.
2175.
Yep.
And expiration, I have 1 of 29?
No, 11.
Oh, 11 of 29. Goodness. Okay. And then it's 469 is a security code, right?
Yep.
Okay. That was a problem there. So let me go ahead and resubmit this here. I apologize here. And perfect. And then just to kind of schedule out your client interview, I don't want to take up too much of your time. But I do have an available slot here. Looks like tomorrow morning at 12. But I also have one at 1 o'clock. Do any of those times work for you to finish up the client interview?
What time tomorrow?
11, and then I have 12 o'clock.
Friday. Yeah, I can do the 11.
Okay. Awesome. And I will put you in at that time slot again. They're really nice, really smart. Looks like the payment did go through. It was just the expiration date, so I apologize for the discrepancy there. And, other than that, you'll get a welcome text and a welcome email sent to you. I just want to make sure that those are corresponding before we disconnect.
Got a welcome text with Lincoln 877 number.
Nice.
The email is
show interviews.
Nice. And it's the same thing, the email and the text. So if you got the text, that's perfect.
All right. Yep, got them both.
Randy?
Yeah, I got them both.
Awesome. Alrighty, perfect. When you get a chance, you can open up your terms and conditions. It just outlines everything we're including, everything we're bundling with the package. So you can check that out. It also asks you to confirm and sign, and that just locks in the discounted price. And just another added protection for you as well. Okay?
Alright. And that's an EDOC, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Alright.
Awesome. Other than that, welcome to the team. It'll be me and the technician that'll call you tomorrow at 11, and we'll get everything squared away with the programming, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.